This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ha'abayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Tzadik Aleph, Amud Aleph. Daf Tzadik Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that L'chayra, the Tanoim that we quote, they seem to dispute whether Achas b'chayav v'achas b'meisoy, we apply the rule of Ksubas benin dichrin. Because what did the Braisa say? If you marry the first woman and she dies, you marry the second woman and he dies, so the sons, presumably of the second one, come and they collect the Ksuba. But that implies the sons of the first one do not get the Ksuba. Reb Shimon says, if there's Moisar Dinar, then they both get the Ksuba. Do they not argue in the following? The Tanakama holds, that Reb Shimon holds, Achas b'chayv achas moisai, we do apply the rule of Ksubas minin dichrin. And the Tanakama holds, Achas b'chayv achas moisai, you don't get Ksubas minin dichrin. Says Gemara Loi, the Kulei Alma Achas B'Chayav Achas B'Moisa Yeshlem Ksos B'nin Dichrin. Maybe everybody agrees, Achas B'Chayav Achas B'Moisa. You do apply the rule of Ksubas B'nin Dichrin. But Hacha V'Hacha B'Dinar Mekarki'i Kamiflagi. Here they're arguing about whether if the extra amount of land, if the extra amount has to be land, meaning this extra dinar, we said we only apply the rule of Ksubas Benin Dichrin if you have what we call Moisar Dinar. Does that Moisar Dinar have to be land, or could it be anything? Mar Savar, the Tanakama holds, Mekar Koyin, that only if the extra is land. Metaltali Loi, but not if it's Metaltali, not if it's movables. Or Mar Savar, and Reb Shimon holds, afilu metaltali, even if the extra amount is metaltalin, that would also constitute moisar dinar, what we call surplus of a dinar. Now, what's very interesting is, then it would come out that Reb Shimon is more lenient. And the lashon of Reb Shimon, what did Reb Shimon say? Im yesh moisar dinar. Which sounds like he's being machmir. And now we're saying, no, he holds not only is karka moisar dinar, but metaltin is also moisar dinar. So at first the Gemara asks, "Umi matzis amrit hachi?" Could you say this? Could you say this is pshan Reb Shimon? That Reb Shimon holds even metaltin would constitute moisar dinar?
I mean, Gamazar, how do the words of the Braisa explain this? The Braisa just says,
mm-hmm.
How do we see that specifically karka and not metaltal?
I guess you have to say we're talking about where you don't have a full-fledged moisar dinar, you only have metaltalin. And therefore the Tanakhama says that the sons of the first one get the ksuba, which implies the sons of the second one don't. To which Reb Shimon says, no, as long as you have a moisar dinar, they both get it. Meaning, as long as you have any type of moisar dinar, even a moisar dinar of metaltalin. Not the best reading in the world. Says Gemara, umi matzis amrit hachi v'atran, but we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer, afilu yesh sham nechasim she'en la machrayis, even if there's a moisar dinar of movables, meaning nechasim that don't have achrayis, einan klum, that's not, it doesn't have value. Ad sheyehe sham nechasim sheyesh lam achrayis, until you have karka, until you have nechasim that there is responsibility. Yasar al shtei ksubais dinar, until you have karka more than the two ksubais a dinar. So therefore you can't say that Reb Shimon holds that metaltalin would constitute moisar dinar, because we know Reb Shimon holds you need dafka karka for moisar dinar. Elahacha bedinar meshabdi kamiflagi. Over here, we're talking about a dinar that is meshubed to the father. Now, the shaila is not whether metaltalin could serve as moisar dinar, but what if it's karka that it's meshubed to the deceased more than the division of the two ksubais? Mar savar tanakama holds mibnei chayrinin. It has to be karka which is free. What is karka which is free? Karka that is in the estate of the deceased. It has to be currently in the domain of the father. Mimishabdiloi, but it can't be in someone else's domain and it's meshubet to him. Mar savar, Rav Shimon holds that no, even afil mimishabdi, even if it's not in his estate, even if it's merely meshubet to him. So that means again, Rav Shimon is being more lenient here. Rav Shimon is saying it could even be nechasim, which is meshabdim. So the Gemara is going to challenge that, nechasim, which is meshubet, because Rav Shimon implies that he's more machmir. He says, if there's a moisar dinar, and the way we're interpreting, we're saying, he's saying that even meshubadim constitutes a moisar dinar. Ihachi, if so, Rav Shimon oimer, Rav Shimon says, im yesha moisar dinar, if there is a moisar dinar, kivan sheyesha moisar dinar mibaylai. He should have said, since there is a moisar dinar. According to the way we're learning, that Rav Shimon holds that even nechasim meshubadim constitute a moisar dinar, he shouldn't say, if there is a moisar dinar, he should say, since there is a moisar dinar. To which the Gemara says, Ela bepachas mi dinar kamifkli. Now the machlekes is, what if you have a moisar less than a dinar? Mar savar, Tanakama holds, dinar in, only a dinar, pachas mi dinar lai, not less than a dinar. Mar savar, Rav Shimon holds, apfilu pachas mi dinar. And when he says im yesh moisar dinar, what he means is if there's any amount. So the Gemara says, but v'har Rav Shimon dinar kamar. But the lashon of Rav Shimon is if there's a dinar, not less than a dinar. V'chitema epach, and maybe you'll say, let's flip it, meaning let's say that the Tanakama is more lenient than the and Reb Shimon. And when the Tanakama says that the Yarshim take the Ksuba, he doesn't mean the Yarshim of the second woman, he means the Yarshim of the first woman. Meaning the Tanakama holds that we always apply the rule of Ksubas Benin Dechrin. Meaning originally we thought that what the Tanakama means is the Yarshim of the second woman take the Ksubas Benin Dechrin. By the way, I want to point out something that you see in this whole discussion until now, where the Tanakama is machmer, and the Tanakama holds, no, you need karka, or you need a dinar. What does he say? He seems to be saying, since you only have metaltalin, only the second Yarshim get the ksubas min and dichrin. We were wondering this on Shabbos, you know, because you could have said that if you don't have the Moisar Dinar, nobody gets Ksubas Benin Dichrin, including the second, including the Yarshim of the second woman. But it seems like we're saying that if you don't have a halachically valid Moisar Dinar, the Yarshim of the second woman will get the Ksuba. But now we're saying Eibach. Now we're saying maybe what the Tanakama means is that the Yarshim of the first woman will get the Ksuba, even when there is not Moisar Dinar, in the full sense. And maybe the Tanakama holds that even if there is not a full-fledged Moisar Dinar, the Yarshim of the first woman will get the Ksubas Menin Dichrin as well. And Rav Shimon says not. Rav Shimon says there has to be a dinar. So Gemara says that can't be, because even the Tanakama holds that the Moisar has to be a dinar mamash. But Tanakama, the Masnisanami Adinar Kamar. But the Tanakama, the Mishnah, also said you have to be able to get a dinar. Nobody says that Pachas Mi Dinar is considered a valid Moisar. Says Gemara Ella Ki Hanach Trei Lishnoi Kamai. What we're going to do is we're going to say as follows. We're going to flip it. We're going to say that what the Tanakama means is that the Yarshim of the first woman also get the Ksuba. And it's not, we're not talking about a case where it's less than a dinar. We're talking about a case where it's either metaltalin, and the Tanakama holds metaltalin is good enough, to which Reb Shimon would say, no, you need dafka karka. Or we're talking about where the karka is meshubit, and the Tanakama would say, that's good enough for Maisar Dinar, to which Reb Shimon would say, no, it's not good enough for Maisar Dinar. Okay. Weiter. Amar Marzutra Mishmed Rav Papa. Marzutra Sanim Rav Papa. Hilchos of the halacha is achas b'chaya v'achas v'moysa yeshtam k'subas menin dechrin. That bottom line is that if there are two wives, one died in his lifetime, one after he died, they have a din of k'subas menin dechrin. And number two, k'suba nasas moysa chaverta. Even if there's no surplus, the payment of the debt to the heirs of the second wife is considered the surplus. We had both of these halachas before. We're reiterating this. And the Gemara is going to want to know, why do we have to say both of these halachas? Why can't we say one and we'll infer the other? Amar Marzush, okay. Says Gemara, Bishlama Yashminan Achas Bachav Achas Amoysa Yeshtam Ksosmin and Dechrin. Bishlama, if we just say the first halacha, that one in his life that died and one that died after his death have ksubas menin dechrin, v'loy ashmi inan ksuba nasas moysel chavert, and would not have taught the second din that a ksuba becomes surplus for the friend, for the other one. Hava mina, I would have thought that yes, achas b'chay v'achas b'moysa, we apply the rule of ksubas menin dechrin, provided that you have a moysel dinar. Hava mina, ika moysel dinar in. If you have a moysel dinar, yeah, iloy loy. But why don't you say the second din? Just say the second din. Ella lashmin an ksuba nasas moysel chaverta. Just say that the payment of a ksuba becomes a valid surplus for the other one. Vano yadana mishum da achas b'chayv achas b'moysel yeshtam ksubas menein dechren. And I would obviously infer that it's going on a case where one woman died when he was alive and one woman died when he after he died, because we would never say that the din of ksubas benin dichre, that moisar, I would never say the din of ksuba nasis moisar l'chaverta applies for a different case. I mean, maybe you'll say like this, maybe we're talking about a case if he had two wives and they both died when he was alive. Maybe it's talking about that the payment of one ksuba is the moisar dinar. Because in that case, there's no, the payment of one ksuba cannot be a moisar dinar. Because it's not, in that case, it's Yerusha. It's not a Chayiv. So it can't be the Moisar Dinar. Meaning, we can only have a case of Moisar Dinar if it's a Chayiv, not if it's a Yerusha. So why couldn't Marzucha Meshed Rapapa just say, Hilchasak Suba Nasis Moisar Chaverta? And I would know that it's talking about achas b'chayv, achas b'moysai. And that even though you could say, well, maybe it will come to a fight, we still apply the rule of they collect ksubas benin dichren. So Gemara says, no, because you could have said it was talking about a different case. If he just would have said that case, let's say, Marzuchim Shmeder Papa would have just said that ksuba nasas moysel chaverta. You know what case I would have said ksuba nasas Moisel Chaverta, in a case, Havamina Kugan Shinasa Shalish Nashim. You married two women. Umeisu Shtayim Bechayev, two died in his lifetime, Be'achas B'moisel, and one died after he died. And Be'achta Maisa Achamisa, the one that died after he died, Yoledes Nekevehi, she was a girl. V'lav Bas Yerusha. and she would be collecting the ksuba as a debt. And maybe in that case, the two that died in his life, their heirs would get the ksuba, ksuba's benin dichrin. But maybe it doesn't apply where it's achas b'chai v'achas v'meisai. Ava achas b'chai v'achas v'meisai, but one that died in his life, and one after he died, v'hadol achar misa yulad d'zacharhu, and the one that was after he died was a zachar, so therefore he could be yoyresh, eim aleicha shlansuya. I might think they'll come to a fight, like we had earlier. So Kamashon, so therefore Marzutra says no. He says even in this case, he had to say explicitly, Achas Shmamino, Achas Bechayav, Achas Moisai, you get what is called Ksubas Benin Dichrin. Okay, next Mishnah. Now the next Mishnah, Mamish just says out the din of Ksubas Benin Dichrin. Reb Nissim, I'm happy that you're on this because you asked me on Shabbos this very question, because we're going to learn that we only apply the din once when if a man has two wives and the man and the wives die, so he inherits their ksuba. When he dies, really what should happen is his estate is inherited. But there's a din d'rabbanan that the heirs of both wives inherit their ksuba. Provided that we could apply the din d'oraisa of Yerusha, and there's what we call Moisar Dinar. So listen to this case in the Mishnah. Misha yunasu shtei nashim. Someone is married to two wives. Umesu. And they die. V'achar kach mesu, then he dies. V'yisoymin mevakshim ksubas. Even the yisoymin are seeking the ksuba of their mother. V'ein sham ela shtei ksubas. And there's only in the estate to pay for two ksubas. Cholkim b'shava. So in this case, they will divide equally, because there's no Maestar Dinar. Hayesham Maestar Dinar. If there was an extra Dinar, Eilu Noitlin Ksuvasiman, these take the Ksuva of their mother. Beilu Noitlin Ksuvasiman, and these take the Ksuva of their mother. Im Amru Yisamim, if the Yisamim said, Reb Nissim, this is what you asked me on Shabbos. What if like this? One, the father left over 3,000 bucks. One Ksuba is 2,000, one Ksuba is 1,000. If they both get the Ksubas, then they're not going to be able to take 2,000, 1,000, because there's no Moisar Dinar, and they'll have to split everything equally. So the one who's supposed to take 2,000 says, you know what, I'll overestimate my taking, I'll evaluate 1,999 as 2,000, so I'll only take 1,999, and then there'll be a Moisar Dinar. This way, because if we don't do it that way, then we're going to have to both split equally, 1,500, 1,500. Im Amru Yisam of the Yisam said, we're going to blow up the value of the Nechasim of our father by a dinar, meaning we're going to pump up the value of the estate of our father by a dinar. This way, our ksuba is 2,000, yours is 1,000. If we evaluate it the way it's supposed to be, we're going to wipe him clean, and then that will be mevatel us taking ksubas benin dichrin. So I'm going to overestimate by a dinar. Kedei sheyitoylu ksubas iman. This way we could take the ksuba of our mother. Ein shamilem. We don't listen to them. We don't let them do that. Ela shamina sanachas and bevezden. We have to evaluate in bezden. Whatever it's worth, it's worth. Now, what if the two ksubas are the entire estate, but hayusham nechasim beroi? What if the deceased has property that is destined to fall to him? So ultimately there might be moisar dinar. What does that mean? Maybe his father is still around, and his father has assets. So could we say what's destined to fall to him would constitute the moisar dinar? No, enon kiva mochsak. It's not considered as if it's in his rishus. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, "Afilu yesham nechashim sheim lahem achrayis." Even if there's metaltalin in the estate, enon klum. It's nothing. Ad shiusham nechashim sheisham achrayis. It has to be karka more than a dinar in the estate. Yoyser ashtei ksubas dinar, more than the two ksubas, one dinar. Okay.
What's the chiddush that Bezdin evaluates the property? Obviously, Bezdin does it. Why would we trust the assignment to do it?
Because technically, what the Yisoyimim are doing is they're being Meichal. Could the Yisoyimim, could one set of Yisoyimim basically be Meichal, a dinar's worth, to preserve their ability to take more? Even though they're being Meichal on the other Yisoyimim's bill. Because by them being Meichal taking a dinar less, then they're able to take 2,000 and the other Yisoyimim will only take 1,000, as opposed to they're not Meichel, they'll each take 1,500. What's the Chiddush? Maybe they're allowed to be Meichel. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Lezu Elef Lezu Chamesh Mayas. If one of the Ksubais was 1,000, v'lazul chamish mas, and the other ksuba is 500. And yesh ha'maisar dinar, if there's a maisar dinar, elo noilin ksubas iman, these will take 1,000, elo noilin ksubas iman, the other ones will take 500, v'im la, but if there's not a maisar dinar, yachleku b'shava, they're going to divide it equally. Why this has to be repeated? Didn't the Mishnah already say this? The question. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Merubin v'nismatu. What if it was a very big ksuba, meaning the father died, and there was a lot more than the two ksubais? And in the meanwhile, v'nismatu, it diminished, and now all there is two ksubais. Do we say that the one with the bigger ksuba already yarshined it? So the Gemara says, yeah, kfar zachu b'hen yarshim. The yarshim already were yarshin it. But mu'atin v'nisrabu, what if there was exactly a maisar dinar? I'm sorry, what if there was exactly enough for the two ksubais? And then after that, it increased. Mai. L'chayr, we should say, well, the yisoyimim, who had the smaller ksuba, already were zoicha that they're going to divide it equally. Says the Gemara Tashma, the Nichse de Bay Bar Tsartsur Mu'atin, the Nechasim of Bay Bar Tsartsur were small, Venisrabu Havu, and they increased. But Asul Kamed Rav Amram, Amram said, Asul Kamed Rav Amram, Amralu, he said to them, Zilu Paisenu, it got bigger. So the Yisoyimim, who were going to get a smaller Ksuba, were told, Zilu Paisenu, go and console them, make a deal with them. Because really, they should be entitled, now that there's Moisar Dinar, to more than you. Lai Ashkechu. They didn't pay attention, they didn't try to persuade. They figured they were just divided equally. Amr Lahu, Rav Amram said, if you don't console them, Machina Lahu Besilva, Dolay Ma'abedama. I'm going to smack you, Besilva, with a prick. That doesn't delay ma'abadama. That doesn't cause blood to flow. So basically, Rav Amram held that if the ksuba increased, then the one with the bigger, if the value of the Yerusha increased, the one with the bigger ksuba, And if the value of the Yerusha increased, and now there's Moisar Dinar, so then we could apply the din of Subas Benin Dichrin. However, Shadrinu Lekamed Rav Nachman. So again, it was a small estate. The Bar Tzarzah was small, and it became bigger. They came in front of Rav Amram. Rav Amram said, listen, they're entitled to more. However, Shadrinu Lekamed Rav Nachman. He sent him in front of Rav Nachman. Asul lahen, Amar lahen, Rav Nachman said, Kishem shemeruben v'nismatu. Just like if it was a big asset and it became small. So the halacha is already zoichen eksubas v'nin dechwin. Zoche v'hen yarshin. Kach mu'atin v'srab. So if it's a small Yerusha and it got bigger, zoche v'hen yarshin. The yarshim who had the smaller ksuba already were zoicha to divide it. So even just like if it's a lot and it got diminished, so the fact that at the time that it fell, the one with the bigger ksuba was zoicha. Likewise, if it was small, the one with the smaller ksuba was zoicha to divide it at that time. Okay, we'll hold it here. Bezus Hashem, Thursday night, we will try to do Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, Baruch Vatzalach, everyone. Have a great rest of the day. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.